24-hour news radically transformed not only the way people consume news, but the very idea of what news was. As you mentioned, let's go back to the 1960s and early 70s. Most people tuned into one of the three broadcast networks, ABC, NBC, CBS, for their news at night. And the anchors, the people who actually sat and read the news and talked to people and looked into a camera the way I am right now, were enormously influential. They were very popular. Walter Cronkite was on CBS, and he was known across America as Uncle Walter, in part because he was trusted. He was trustworthy. He told you what was happening around the world in about 25 minutes on the CBS Evening News. Now, fast forward to 1980, and Ted Turner started something called Cable News Network, CNN, 24 hours a day. Same kind of format, people reading news, but not just 25 minutes. They had 24 hours of every day that they would fill airspace. And so what was considered news changed considerably, because you don't just give people the highlights of what happened in Washington or what happened in their state capitals or what's happening in the economy or in foreign affairs. You might have an entire hour devoted to foreign affairs on CNN or 24-hour news. You may have an hour where they do a feature on a notable politician who maybe had been involved in a scandal, for instance. And so news becomes, for lack of a better word I'm going to use here, more salacious. In other words, anything that would capture the public's imagination over a 24-hour period was now considered news. And so it kind of opened the floodgates. First of all, it wasn't just what three networks decided to tell you in a 25-minute broadcast every evening. When news networks, and CNN was just the first, we know it was followed by many others, sometimes with different political persuasions. When you've got that much time to fill every day, a 24-hour news cycle where people are consuming information not just between 6:30 and 7 every night, but at any time they turn their television on, you need to be able to capture their imagination very quickly, their attention, I should say, and hold it. And so what became news now? Politicians who were in trouble, politicians who did things they either didn't do before, or maybe you didn't hear about it, because in that 25-minute news segment, there wasn't time to get into these sorts of things. And so people began hearing not only things that happened around the world, but surprising things that happened, or maybe what a bunch of people over here did with their pets that afternoon, things that wouldn't rise to the level of even being news in 1950, by 1985, were news. Now, where I think 24-hour news really shined was when something happened that was tragic that brought us together as a nation. The Challenger explosion in 1986, a potential presidential assassination, or the start of a war. People gathered around their television sets, and 24-hour news could cover it in its entirety and with a complexity that a short news channel or a short news show couldn't do. So it's done many things for us, but it has radically transformed the way we consume and what is considered news. Mm-hmm.